And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight. She's been with us several times before, but we're coming back for the 2024 For the Love of Art Fair. She's the founder and the whole entrepreneur of the event in South Bend at the Century Center. Shireen Klein, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's so nice to see you.
I love seeing Esther with her beautiful glasses.
Well, this is your 10th anniversary, so it's pretty exciting. And of course, if any one of our listeners have been listening to Art in the Air, we've had, I think almost 6 guests on that are going. Actually, looking back over the years, we've had several people that are also going to be there in our show, but it sounds exciting. So tell us some of the things that are coming up for the 10th anniversary of the For the Love of Art Fair.
Well, we have many of our returning artists joining us from Kentucky and Michigan, Chicago, and so forth. But we have a lot of new artists, young artists, like a whole new emerging group of artists I'm excited about. So that's exciting to have some fresh faces and some fresh art and energy at the show this year.
So tell us about some of the artists that we'll see. You know, we've obviously interviewed them, but what varieties of art you have on display there? And you know, tell us about what you can expect over the 2 days that you're going to have it in February.
Well, you can always expect beautiful things for your wall to decorate your home. And then we also have wearable art like hats and just we have some silk artist that paints on silk. So there's scarves. We have a weaver that has this beautiful integrated beautiful colors of weaving pieces that you can wear. And we have sculptures, lots of sculptures. In fact, from the beginning, I always was inspired by SOFA and Art Expo, which is full of sculptures. And this year, I swear, we have probably more sculptors than we've ever had before.
And I think in the past, you featured like an artist. Do you have that again this year?
Yes, we always feature a local artist. And this year, our honorary artist is Susan Ward. And so
what type of work does she do?
She does found objects. She creates kind of like a collection of found objects. And she, how can I explain? She has it's in her interview. Anyway, she has like found objects and she integrates them into wood and metal pieces and so forth. She just takes discarded objects and puts them together to create sculptures.
Yeah. And we had her on our interview. It was January 19th. So if people want to, they can listen to that interview with her on Lakeshore. I was always curious, what was the inspiration for you to do this, to take this huge task on 10 years ago? I said, well, why do we need an art fair indoors?
Well, I was inspired by, again, Art Expo and SOFA, attending that show and thinking to myself, I can do this too, but at a smaller scale, and allowing the artist to have an affordable art fair where they can display their work and sell their work and not be able to, they pay for their booth space and they don't have to pay a commission to me. So they keep 100% of their sales.
Wow, that's a great, because most of those don't work that way. So, and how is it to work with the South Bend Century Center? I mean, that's been your venue. Has it been the venue for all 10 years?
No, our stepping stone was another venue in Elkhart, Indiana. And then we moved on to the South Bend Century Center because it's in the heart of downtown. And it just works better for us. And we also work with all those great restaurants and stuff in the downtown area for in-kind sponsors. So we have all these door prizes that we give out. And those would be like $25 gift certificates to different restaurants in the area. So the people that come through our door, there's an admission of $10, but they may be leaving with a $25 gift certificate to go out to eat, or even up to a $300 gift certificate. We have some packages that are up to $300 that are door prizes.
Wow. So what kind of attendance do you have?
Definitely people that appreciate the art. They're looking for things to purchase. But we also have a lot of people that just are curious. So therefore, I have the artist put together in their booth things that are affordable for the curious people that have never been to an art fair, and then things that are more for the collectors that are looking for something to decorate their home. And they always, I always encourage them to put a masterpiece in the center to let people know that they have other things available, maybe at a more expensive level. But our stuff is always affordable at this show.
So, Shireen, with your featured artist, how is that designated within the group of artists? Are they off on their own? Is there...
How will somebody know
that that's a featured artist?
Oh, when you come in, they're right there at the door. That's how we... Yep. They're the first ones that you're going to... The first person that you see. And so I offer them a 10 by 20 space, and they get to, you know, create their gallery space. But, you know, I also have a memorial... Two memorials this year, of course, Brabant, Lenting. So Leo will be in to display his work. And I have another one. His name is Scott Hatt. And he passed away a few years ago. And I was really inspired by his work. So I asked the trustees of his work to display his work at the show.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Well, we only have about a minute left, so we want to give you a chance to tell people about your website, how to get there, and also accommodations that you have if you're coming from out of town.
Everything is on our website, fortheloveofartfair.com. If you're coming in from out of town, we have a special link with the DoubleTree that you can, there's a special rate that I'm offering to our guests and all of our artists, and it is February 17th and 18th at the South Bend Century Center.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, and there's also great music, and we featured some of that, one of those artists on there that tells Saturday, February 17th, 10 to 5, Sunday, February 18th, 11 to 4, South Bend Century Center. For the Love of Art Fair, Shireen Klein, thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Happy 10th, Shireen. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me. You have a wonderful Happy New Year.
Yeah, you as well.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.